Welcome back, everyone. It is now 9:48, and we have our last guest tonight, and I am very happy that our guest was able to join us tonight. Why? Well, here is the deal. After 3 years away, the holiday show has returned to the Brave New Workshop. The best Christmas show in 3 years is what it's called, and it brings the merriment we all know and love with a bit of pent-up energy. And don't worry about seeing it before Christmas Day, because the show continues all the way through January 28th at the Dudley Riggs Theater. Now, wonder what you'll see on stage? Okay, cast member Doug Nethercott is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with some of the details. How are you, Doug?
Hello, Geraldine. Doing well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you guys are coming on, because it's been a long time, and I just wanted to know, in the center of that absence, how did you handle it?
How did I handle not being on stage as an extrovert for almost 3 years? The term "not well" comes to mind, but it was tough for all of us. A lot of us here at the Brave New Workshop, when we first got back together in May to start back up with the first show back, we had a lot of war stories about Zoom, improv, and staged readings over Microsoft Teams, and it was just never good. It was never good. But, we all did our best. We all tried our hardest. And even the Brave New Workshop ran an online Zoom show for about 2, 3, 4 months solid. And just trying to, keep us motivated to continue on and to keep the laughter happening for all of our fans out there.
So tell me about the Dudley Riggs Theater. I remember seeing that on Lake. Is it Lake? No, not Lake Street. Don't tell me. Hennepin. Is it still on Hennepin? No.
Yeah, well, what's really great about any of the theaters that the Brave New Workshop has performed in, they've always been on Hennepin Avenue, just at different places along the street. So it used to be at 26th and Hennepin in Uptown, across from Lake Chipotle, as many people know.
Right.
But now we're in downtown Minneapolis, right just north of the corner of 9th and Hennepin, in the brand new Dudley Riggs Theater that's been minted by the Hennepin Theater Trust, and which we're so proud to be a part of now. And it's great. It's just like it's like coming home after a long vacation.
Right. So the lights are on and they're inviting everyone in. I love knowing that. Okay. So this particular piece, everybody I know in the cast usually make sure that they, offer something from their own brain trust. And you guys all do this together. Is that still the process?
It sure is. Yeah. So we got together about 6 weeks before we opened, and we started sitting at the table and sort of taking all of our ideas that have been building up over the past 3 years and just sort of, for lack of a better term, vomiting them out, getting them out onto paper, into, brainstorming lists, and kind of combing through what were the good ideas, what were the ones we could sort of leave to the side. And we put together this brand new show using some of the sketches from previous Christmas shows that we thought would be really fun to sort of highlight the return of the Christmas, but also bringing new sketches to the stage in fun ways with new songs, new characters. And I think that's what's great about the Brave New Workshop, is it really does touch on what's kind of going on in the zeitgeist and sort of poking fun at all those things that we all have to go through, especially during the holidays.
As I read about what this is all about, you guys could do a reality TV show. Seriously, compared to what I'm hearing, like the best Christmas show in 3 years will take the edge of unreasonable expectations by showing you the real holidays that the Hallmark Channel would never dare to air. Ridiculous family drama. Family drama. Yep. Joy-induced neurosis and a hilariously unhealthy amount of competitive celebration make for a gift you would not dream of returning. Immediately, I went, uh-oh, okay. They're going to be on television.
Hey,
I would love for you guys to turn this inside out. That's awesome.
Please. Yep.
So
from your
cool.
mouth to Les Moonves' ears, that's what I say. Bring it
I
on.
I thought you would love that. I thought so. Okay, so tell me, people that haven't been there for a long time, have you been reaching out to them to get in touch with those that have been supporting you for a long time? To make sure that they knew you were open and going.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of them come back. Which, is always the worry, like when we were closed down for so long, and because of what happened with the Hennepin Theater Trust and sort of the negotiations happening there, we were closed a little bit longer than many other theaters were. So we were worried that people would forget about us. But ever since we reopened in May, we've seen a lot of people returning. And now with the Christmas show, I think that's when a lot of the loyal fans of the Brave New Workshop are like, okay, they're back. I believe it. Let's go. Let's have fun. And I, you know, working with Lauren Anderson and Denzel Bielan and Taj Ruler, who have been here, you know, Lauren, this is like her 60th show here at the Brave New Workshop. They right. see all the familiar faces out there and they point them out and say, oh, so-and-so's back and so-and-so's back. And this is only my, I'll call it my 6.5 show since our run in 2020 was cut short. But it's been great right. to work with them and to see sort of that tradition and all that brought back. And I think that's the lifeblood of any sort of arts organization that's been around for 60 years is you got to bring the community back in. You got to tell people, hey, we're still here. And we have our, you know, we have our mailing list that we can reach out with, but also being partner now and being part of the Hennepin Theater Trust, their reach is so great as well. And hopefully they can bring some new faces to the Dudley Riggs Theater to see some hilarious and edgy and neurotic sketch comedy.
Well, I tell you, Doug, I agree with you all the way. And I was so excited to read in your press release that Taj Ruler is back. She is returning mm-hmm. to Deck the Halls along with musical director John Pumper and technical director Matthew Vichlak. Do I have that correct?
It's Matthew Vichlak, yeah.
Vichlak, thank you. Okay, yeah. So what is the running time? It says to be determined.
So the actual show itself runs about just under 2 hours. With that includes our intermission and everything. And okay. What's great about this show as well is, like you said before, it does go all the way through the end of January. So we invite people to come after the holidays and enjoy sort of like looking back with a knowing eye on the holidays and being able to now laugh about it because the stress of family's not there, of purchasing gifts, of putting up decorations, all that's gone, and you can just laugh and have a good time and relax. And who doesn't love Christmas in January? That's what I say.
You know, at that point, you want to kill Hallmark. Okay, hey, I just want you to know, the show is recommended for ages 14 and up. I'm curious to know why 14 is a lot of, you know, cursing or what is it?
Yeah, again, with, you know, everyone's parenting styles and all that's different. We do respect everyone in that way. And we just like to give that guideline because there are some adult situations, some adult language that's used. I'd say mostly the adult language. And we don't want anyone to feel like, you know, we're, you know, trying to dupe them into bringing their 8-year-old and then being like, oh no, my ears. I think the Brave New Workshop has always kind of pushed the edge of comedy and always been sort of like trying to be welcoming at the same time being, you know, sort of on the cutting edge. So we don't want to cut anybody out, but we do want to say like, you know, 14 and older, that's probably a good, you know, guideline. If you think your 13-year-old can handle it, we trust you as parents. If you think your 16-year-old cannot handle it, we trust you as parents.
All right. So I want to make sure that people know where to go for the tickets.
Best place to go is bravenewworkshop.org. Or you can find us at hennepintheatertrust.org as well.
All right. That is great to know. I am so happy I had a chance to speak with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about this show. I find it quite
fun,
Doug. Thank you. You take care of yourself and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too.